Macmillan Audio presents The Romano Sisters by Helen Rappaport. Read for you by Exie Sands. Prologue. The Room of the First and Last Door. The day they sent the Romanovs away, the Alexander Palace became forlorn and forgotten, a palace of ghosts. The family had spent the previous 3 days frantically packing for their departure, having been informed at short notice by Kerensky's provisional government of their imminent removal. But when it came to the final moments, although the children took their 3 dogs with them, the cats, Zubrovka, the stray rescued by Alexei at army headquarters, and her 2 kittens, had to be left behind, with a plaintive request from the Tsarevich asking that someone take care of them. Later, when Maria Geringer, the Tsaritsa's senior lady-in-waiting, charged with caretaking the palace after their departure, arrived, the hungry creatures emerged like wraiths from the shadows and hurled themselves at her, wailing for attention. But all 40 doors of the rooms inside had been sealed. The palace kitchens were closed. Everything was locked. Only the cats remained in a deserted Alexander Park, the last remnants of a family now heading hundreds of miles east into Siberia. In the years that followed the Russian Revolution of 1917, anyone curious about where Russia's last imperial family had lived could travel the 15 miles.